Cat wandered through the streets of New York, trying to get a bearing on Sin. He might not even be in the city anymore, but since he'd been here the night before, it was the most likely spot to search for him. A chill wind cut through her as she made her way through the holiday crowd. Honestly, she loved visiting New York at Christmas. She could well understand her father's need to be in the city this time of year. True, it was cold, but there was a lifeblood here as people rushed through the streets, shopping, working, and living. What she loved best was the decorated store windows and the fun themes their decorators chose. They were exquisite and made the hidden child in her giddy, especially when she saw other kids squealing in delight as they pointed to a window and then rushed to the next one, pushing past aggravated adults. Cat had never been so carefree. Even though she'd been sheltered, her childhood had never been innocent. She'd seen things no child should see, and though she tried not to be jaded, it was hard not to be. But those children who were laughing and giddy, the ones who had no idea how ugly the world could be, they were the ones she fought for. And those children were why she had to find Sin and stop him. He couldn't be allowed to prey on them. Not after what he'd done last night to that poor woman. Why would he desecrate a human body? Cat still couldn't get over that. It hit her on a level so raw that she could do nothing but ache for the woman and her family, who would never know what had happened to her. It was mean, and it was awful. More than that, it was just wrong. As Cat paused to let a little girl cross in front of her, a large man shoved her from behind. Cat scowled at him as he passed by her, mumbling to himself. He took one look at the child and hissed like a cat. Then he stared at the child speculatively, like a feral beast contemplating its next morsel. But as he reached for the child, her mother snatched her back and chastised her for running away. The man turned a hungry look on the pair that made Cat's blood run cold. It was unnatural. What's more, there was a flash of red in his eyes that wasn't human. She'd never seen anything like it. With one last sneer, he seemed to think better of attacking the mother and child before he continued on his way. Curious about him and his intentions, Cat followed inconspicuously. If it weren't for the daylight shining so brightly, she'd think him a daemon trying to find a human soul to steal to elongate his life, but that wasn't possible. Because of Apollo's curse on their race, none of the daemons could come out so long as the sun was shining. If they did, they burst into flames. What was he, then? More to the point, what pantheon did he belong to? If he wasn't human and he wasn't daemon, some god had created him. The question was, for what purpose? Cat reached out with her powers, but all she could sense was his human spirit and his anger as he stumbled about. Maybe he was simply insane. He darted into a side street where there weren't any people. Something in her compelled her to ignore him and continue her search for Sin. Cat didn't. It wasn't in her to just let such a thing go. If the man was up to no good, she was one of the few people who could stop him. She would never be like her mother and just ignore people's pain, not when she could stop it. So instead of walking on, she followed the man down the empty street. She didn't make it far before he turned on her with a feral snarl. This time his eyes were a flaming red that swirled around his black pupils. He opened his mouth, showing her a double row of fangs, before he grabbed her by the shoulders and threw her into the brick wall. Stunned by his attack and appearance, she swung to hit him. He caught her hand, then grabbed her throat and shoved her back into the wall with a force so great it rattled her to the marrow of her bones. Had she been human, it would have rendered her unconscious or dead. As it was, it hurt like hell, and it seriously pissed her off. "What are you?" she asked.